Today I want to focus on the first line from our gospel. It's one that sort of jumped out at me. We don't normally preach or focus on this one, but it's something that kind of grabbed my attention. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. And so this is one of the only times, if not possibly the only time in Scripture, that we see Jesus heal someone who doesn't ask him first, who doesn't say, "Lord, I would like to be healed." He is the one who saw the man. He's the one who noticed him, and he's the one who reached out to heal him. And so in reflecting on this line and this gospel passage, it made me think of something I heard recently in a podcast about this psychological experiment that took place at Princeton in 1973. And there were two of these professors who took some of the students, the men who were in the theological seminary, and told them to write a talk on the Good Samaritan. And then, after they had written it, telling them to go across campus in order to deliver it to some of the students in the Divinity School there. But there was a little twist. Some of them were told that they had to get there fast, because they were going to run out of time, they were going to be late. And so they rushed to get there to give the talk. The other group were told that they had plenty of time. They could get there and that they would wait for them. They were not in any kind of rush. But what they didn't know was on the way over there, in this experiment, they had planted a man in an alleyway who was pretending to just have been mugged. He was obviously in distress, on the ground, struggling. The question was going to be whether or not these people who were in seminary, going to preach at the Good Samaritan, would notice this man who was obviously in distress. And it was interesting. They were trying to see whether or not people who believed in and were actually going to do something holy, talking about the Good Samaritan, would actually be the Good Samaritan. And what they found was this: that those who were in a rush, only 10% of those people stopped and helped the man, even noticed him. While of the group that was not in a rush, 63% actually stopped to be able to help the man, a much greater percentage. And the psychologist understood, or they derived from this, it wasn't so much that people who care about Jesus are going to help. It depends on how much of a rush you're in. That if we're in too much of a rush, if we're too focused on the goal or the place that we're going, we're not going to see the person in distress in front of us. Unlike Jesus, who was passing by and was obviously not in a rush and was able to see the man in front of him. Jesus was able to see this man born blind, this man obviously in distress, because he was not in a hurry. Now, I'm preaching to all of us. I am really preaching to myself. I like to get things done. I like to get from point A to point B, particularly when I'm driving to New Orleans. I do not like to go under 75 miles an hour, particularly when there are people going slow in the fast lane. And so as a result, I notice that I do this, and I am sure many of you notice it, because we live in a culture and society where we're always going from place to place, that we fail to notice people. We become so task-oriented, we forget to or unable to look and see the people right in front of us. And so the gospel message today, or the one that I want to tease out of the readings, is that we need to learn to slow down and rest, not just for ourselves, but so that we are able to better notice others like Jesus. Now, get in there. But there was something else that I noticed about this gospel that I want to sort of maybe flesh out a little bit. The whole debate of the day's gospel is why the Pharisees are so angry. It's not that Jesus healed this man, but that he healed him on the Sabbath. This becomes a major point of contention that led to Jesus' death. The Sabbath was the Lord's day, a day of worship, a day of rest. You were not supposed to do any work on the Sabbath. And so the Pharisees said, "Look, he's doing work on the Sabbath. He's curing this man born blind." But if you study the text, if you sort of understand the deeper theological meaning, Jesus, in doing so, is claiming that he is Lord of the Sabbath. Or if we're going to really be particular, Jesus is claiming that he is the Sabbath himself. Come to you all who are burdened, and I will give you rest. That Jesus is not doing any unnecessary labor because he's the Sabbath himself. It's in Christ that we find rest. It's in Jesus that this man found rest and recreation. He is recreated through this encounter with Jesus. And so here's how the two ideas are connected. We, of course, are called to not be in a hurry and to be able to stop and see others in the area so that we can be other Christs, that we can be Christ to those individuals who are struggling, that we can see them with the eyes of Jesus, but more specifically, if we are called to be like Jesus, so that we can be Sabbaths, we can be places of rest ourselves for other people. That when people encounter us, they encounter Jesus, and that we come to be a place of rest and recreation and healing for them. But again, if we don't realize this, if we're always in a rush, if we do not know how to rest and to enter into the Sabbath, there's no way we're going to be able to do this for other people. We have to be the first ones who slow down. I have to be the first one who slows down to be able to find that rest with Jesus so that we can therefore bring that to others. And so this is what Mass is about, particularly Mass here at Wisdom, where we have adoration before 10 a.m. Mass on a Sunday, on the day that we celebrate as the Sabbath, a day of worship and a day of rest, where we come, yes, to see Jesus, but more importantly, to be still, to rest with him, to allow him to look upon us. Amen.